ஹலோ அண்ட் வெல்கம் பேக் டு மணி கண்ட்ரோல்ஸ் கொரோனா வைரஸ் எசென்ஷியல் பாட்காஸ்ட். ஐ எம் யோர் ஹோஸ்ட் ஸ்ரத்தா சர்மா, அண்ட் லெட்ஸ் ஸ்டார்ட் வித் த டாப் அப்டேட்ஸ் அரவுண்ட் கோவிட் 19 வேக்சின். ஜான்சன் அண்ட் ஜான்சன் ஹஸ் ஃபைல்ட் ஃபார் EU கோவிட் வேக்சின் அப்ரூவல் இஸ் வாட் இன்டர்நேஷனல் ரிப்போர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் டெல்லிங் அஸ். த சிங்கிள் ஷாட் வேக்சின் வுட் பி த ஃபோர்த் ஜாப் டு பி அப்ரூவ்ட் ஃபார் யூஸ் அக்ராஸ் த 27 நேஷன் யூரோப்பியன் யூனியன் if it is approved by the agency there. Also, single dose Pfizer has as per studies, it shows that it provokes strong immune response. So researchers have noted that the real world evidence with regard to the vaccine remains scarce, even though the clinical data are encouraging. So this is one of the initial studies that has established this. With that, WHO has said that new COVID-19 cases are down by 16% and new vaccine deliveries should start by late February. With that, let's move on to the top updates from India. Let's talk about the caseload first. In the past 24 hours, India has logged over 11,600 fresh COVID cases and 100 deaths in one day. If you talk about the numbers, it has crossed 1 crore, 9,37,000 in terms of the total tally, but the recoveries have also crossed 1 crore, 6,44,000 as per the Health Ministry's update. When we talk about the death toll, due to the viral disease, it has gone up to 1,55,900 with over, as I said, 100 fatalities in the past 24 hours. Recovery rate remains above 97% and the case fatality stands at 1.43%. There are around 1,36,500 active cases of coronavirus in the country currently. That is around 1.25% of the caseload. With that, let's come to some encouraging news about the vaccine tracker. Over 1.3 lakh people received the vaccine on February 16th. And now over 80 lakh people have so far been given the vaccine in India. The second dose of the vaccination has started for the beneficiaries who have completed around 28 days after the first dose. Also with that, Maharashtra and especially Mumbai is witnessing resurgence of infections. In just 2 weeks, Maharashtra's 7-day moving average of new cases have jumped up from 2,400 to over 3,000. It has raised concern about some more restrictions, expected to be put in place, is what Mumbai Mayor Keshori Pandikar has warned earlier. Also, Chief Minister had called the condition alarming, and lockdown may be reimposed, is what the mayor has said in the city, if people continue to not follow COVID-19 prevention rules. Also, COVID-19 pandemic has got some good news for RailTel's Puneet Chhabra, as he says that the pandemic has opened up new growth opportunities for them. In an exclusive interview with Money Control, Puneet Chhabra, who is the chairman and managing director of RailTel, has said the company was looking aggressively on diversifying into sectors like village, Wi-Fi, health and education. So do read the entire conversation on the Money Control website and app. With that, we'll move to the top updates from around the globe. Bill Gates has said that rockets are not the solution, would rather spend money on vaccine. He appeared on the podcast to promote his new book, How to Avoid a Climate Disaster, and he said he's not keen to buy a space visit ticket yet. Microsoft co-founder is right now concentrating fighting the pandemic, and he's more concerned with the problems that are closer to home than, if you talk about some of the other, tech billionaires, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, who have been venturing into space projects. And with that, in the podcast, he said that I am not a Mars person. I know a lot of Mars people, pointing towards a lot of craze around space exploration. With that, Joe Biden believes that US will break the big goal of administering 100 million COVID vaccines in the first 100 day of his administration. In his tweet, Joe Biden said that starting this week, his administration is increasing the weekly vaccine shipments to the states to 13.5 million doses. And with that, Brazil's most famous carnival has endured years of war, hyperinflation and a lot of uncertainty. But with a pandemic right now, the party has been cancelled, is what New York Times report. This time last year, Rio de Janeiro's prime carnival venue, of glitter smeared, full of swing to the beats of drum that is usually seen. As seen in the past weekend, the only trace of this carnival was, few verses and through the mask as people went to get vaccinated. So there is sadness, but this is what we know right now, because Brazil was also one of the few nations that was facing a lot of infections in terms of higher caseload globally. Singapore minister has said that closing borders to India and Indonesia travelers over COVID-19 will impact the economy. So India and Indonesia are among the main sources of countries for the construction sector and the domestic workers. In Singapore also, if it closes borders to these travelers, there will be widespread social and economic impact for the Singaporeans, is what was said by the minister in the parliament. UN has got airlines to deliver COVID-19 vaccines on priority. So the United Nations Children's Agency has launched an initiative to get airlines to give priority to delivering coronavirus vaccines, medicines and other critical supplies in response to the global pandemic. With that, Japan has started its vaccination drive. It will start with healthcare workers. It's a mask vaccination drive with just 5 months to go before the Tokyo 2020 Olympics that the country is bracing for. EU will launch program for second generation COVID-19 vaccine, is what AFP has reported. So EU will launch a program to study the COVID-19 variants and produce a second generation vaccine against future strains, is what we are hearing from the bloc's president. The HERA incubator program, which begins on Wednesday, will bring together the pharmaceutical industry, labs, health authorities and other researchers. And we know that there has been various variants of the COVID-19. The virus has evolved and will continue to evolve, is what the spokesperson has said. And it is important to prepare for mutations, is what the spokesperson has mentioned, which is true, because a lot of health experts have been warning about these pandemics and that these pandemics will continue even in the future. So these are not very rare occurrence that, some thought it to be. With that, let's wind up this edition of the Coronavirus Essential podcast, but stay logged on to the Money Control website and app to get all the news and other updates. And I am logging off today. See you tomorrow.